The Nile River is a source of life for several African countries and for years a source of tension between Ethiopia and Egypt. The Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam began 4 years ago, raised those tensions, even sparkling talk of war. But Egypt, which along with Sudan long claimed near-exclusive rights to Nile waters, last week compromised in the face of reality, signing a regional pact on Nile water use. Egypt President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi spoke to Ethiopia's parliament last week on a need to share the Nile's waters equally. Egypt fears its water flow will decrease, especially with Ethiopia filling a reservoir with 70 billion cubic meters of water. This will take 5 to 6 years, says the dam's project manager, Semenyu Bekele.
The dock water is extended up to 246 kilometers from the dam's center line, and it will cover about 1,874 square kilometers.
Not that Ethiopia ever let Egypt's concern affect dam construction, says Ethiopia's water minister, Alemayo Tegenu.
The dam construction will never stop. We will continue negotiating on hiring of consultants, and we will continue negotiation on the process of studies. So these all processes will not affect the dam construction. The dam construction will continue.
The first power generating trials will start after the rainy season. Eventually, the dam should have a capacity of 6,000 megawatts. Although the dam construction is less than half done, Minister Alemayo says the project will be complete in 2017.
The 4 years in past, it was a mobilization and camp construction, erection of plants. This has taken a long time. Now, all activities are towards dam construction currently. So we 100% focus and capitalize on dam construction. So it is not difficult to finish the dam within 2 years' time.
The $5 billion dam is being built without any foreign capital. The Ethiopian government is providing 90% of the money. The rest is coming from fundraising events across the country, such as bond selling and concerts. Marta van der Wolf for VOA News, Asosa, Ethiopia.